Hello, my name is Nir Mashkovsky, and I'm the Group Program Manager for Azure Websites team here at Microsoft. I've been working on this project from day one, and I'm very proud at what we've achieved so far. I'm also really happy to be able to share some of the platform with you. Since the beginning, we designed Azure Websites to provide a differentiated developer experience delivered on a scalable, maintenance-free infrastructure. We also worked hard to make sure that our customers have the feature they need to build robust, reliable, and secure web applications. In the past 3 years, we've seen our customers building web apps ranging from corporate sites to mission-critical airline booking systems, and really everything in between. Since Azure Website is such a big platform, I will touch on some highlights of the feature set, but not on all of them. I will focus on how easy it is to create a web application and integrate it with source control, and on the capabilities we provide developers to operate their applications in production. Azure Websites is truly ideal for DevOps. For my first demo, I would like to show you how easy it is to create a new site using a standard source control solution like GitHub. I will start in our currently available portal and create a new website. It's as easy as typing the name, verifying that it's available, and hitting the Create Website button. As you can see, the website is getting created, and it's going to go in the West US data center on one of my dedicated boxes. And now that it's ready, I can go ahead into the dashboard. There's many things I can do here, but at this point, we're just going to go ahead and set up source control. So we're going to hit this button, set up deployment for source control. And I can see several available sources for code for this particular application. I have Visual Studio Online, which is obviously the Microsoft product. I can use a local Git repository or GitHub. In this case, we'll use GitHub, which is a pretty popular way for people to collaborate on software projects. It authenticates me and shows me my available set of repositories. We're going to use for this one just a quick hello world that was created using Node.js. As I hit the OK button, a bunch of work is being done behind the scenes. Azure Websites is reaching out to GitHub and creating a deployment hook. And now the repository on GitHub is connected to a new repository that is on my website. So we have a synchronization between the two. As you can see, the code is now getting deployed into my new site, and soon we'll be able to see the code getting there. This is a very simple UX, but the functionality is very powerful because now you can have a whole team checking in code into GitHub and deploying to production through the master branch where it's ready. As you can see, my demo is now ready. I can hit the browse button and I will see my new site loading. So, hello demo. This is a very easy demo to show, but again, like I said, very strong functionality. We just created a new website in less than 30 seconds. And we were able to integrate it with the source control repository. I've just shown you how easy it is to create a website and start it from a source control repository. But now as my site goes into production, I want to be able to scale, monitor, and troubleshoot my site. The best place to do that is our preview portal. As you can see, I have a customizable dashboard that allows me to see reliability of Azure OLAP, and I can pin the applications I care about directly to this dashboard. This is a web app that I've created a few days ago and has started sending traffic to. So as we start from the top, I can see my requests and errors. This represents my HTTP traffic, and I can see what went well and what went wrong. I can add alerts. With alerts, I'm able to send myself an email in case something goes wrong. I can base the alerts on HTTP errors or on requests. And I can also specify who will get the email if something went wrong. Another thing I can do is I can look at outside-in monitoring. If I hit the web tests, I can see hits on the site that were sent from other Azure locations. I can see the latency. And in cases where I have downtime, I will see dips in availability. This allows me to check on how fast my users are experiencing my application. In cases where my application gets a lot of traffic, I can use autoscale. Autoscale allows me to increase the number of virtual instances running my code based on the CPU consumption. So if I have a lot of CPU consumption on one of them, I can add more. And as soon as the traffic goes down, I can reduce the amount of nodes running my code. Another interesting thing I can do is I can look at logs in real time. I can configure diagnostic logs. I can make sure they're all on, and then I can look at hits on this site as they happen. As you can see, this is the synthetic traffic that we've been generating against this site, and we're going to see it happening right now in real time. That allows me to debug my site in case something goes wrong and users are seeing bad experience. There are many other things I can do with my website. I can connect it to corporate networks with hybrid connections or virtual networks. I can set up SSL, and I can also use access control to allow other users to manage the site or just look at it. Like you've just seen, we have many developer features available on Azure website. We have everything that is needed to build all manners of enterprise app, including on-prem connectivity, Active Directory integration, and much more. We can scale globally and guarantee reliability and fault tolerance. And finally, we have everything that devs would want: multi-language and framework support, continuous integration, and a wealth of diagnostic capabilities. Thank you very much for watching today. If you want to learn more about Azure website, please visit us on azure.microsoft.com.